Well, happy Friday, and I hope you're planning on a great Labor Day weekend because the information I have for you today is kind of gloomy. But as you see from the headlines, it seems like it's exciting and going to help. But if you're out there, you're a first-time home buyer, or maybe you're looking to buy your first rental property, this isn't going to be good news for you. And let me explain why. The first piece of the equation is headline news today, and let's look at it. Dow jumps 300 points Friday after a solid August jobs report. This jobs report is what we were watching for because the Federal Reserve, everything they do basically affects the markets. We saw Federal Reserve last week, a Federal Reserve chairman speak at Jackson Hole and says, I'm going to inflict pain to everybody out there. And the Dow Jones dropped 1,000 points and mortgage rates spiked. So now we have this headline number. So obviously this number has to be pretty good. Well, again, let's not judge this book by its cover. Let's look into the real data. So the actual factual data is this. The U.S. unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. Wait a second. I thought we just had a robust jobs market. That's what the Federal Reserve has been telling us. That's what the government's telling us. But the unemployment rate just went up. Google it yourself. Okay, so the unemployment rate went from 3.5 up to 3.7 on a robust jobs market. Now, you guys make the conclusion there. I'll stay out of that mix. The next piece of the puzzle that we want to really focus in on is housing, housing inventory. And the two pieces of that puzzle is how many people are new listings are out there, how many people are putting their houses on the market. And then the other piece of this puzzle that a lot of people don't, you know, really think about is foreclosures. How many foreclosures are coming on the market? Because if you watch mainstream media and a lot of YouTubers out there as well, a foreclosure wave or tsunami is on its way. So let's dissect those two areas. Today's data on new listings, here it is. There's active inventory and then there's new listings. We're more worried about new listings coming on because that's our supply in the supply-demand chart. So on here, new listings, a measure of sellers putting homes up for sale, were again down. Come on. Down again 12% from 1 year ago. This week marks the eighth straight week of year-over-year declines in the number of new listings coming up for sale and a third consecutive week of double-digit declines. So if you have less properties coming onto the market, well, we know we have demand shrinking, but if you have less product coming to market, the supply, that means prices are going to go up until the demand sinks to the point where there's an equilibrium. We just saw here new listings. So houses coming onto the market are starting to drop and drop dramatically. Now let's get over to the foreclosure front of this to see where those numbers look like. And to do that, we're going to look at Fannie Mae's information because they're the largest holder of mortgages. So let's look at this data. Fannie Mae reported that single-family homes with serious delinquencies decreased to 0.76 in July from 0.8. What are those numbers in context to? Because I don't know if that's good or not, but they're decreasing, so I'm thinking that's pretty good. The seriously delinquent rate is down from 1.94 in July. So we're basically half of where we were last month. Okay, so that seems to be good news from that I'm seeing so far. The Fannie Mae's seriously delinquency rate peaked in February of 2010, housing bubble, at 5.59 following the housing bubble, and peaked at 3.32 in August of 2020 during the pandemic. So let's think of this. Let's put it in context. When the world ended, when the bubble hit eventually, and that's what everybody's pivoting around is the 2010 events, the foreclosure rates were 5.59%. Right now, we're 0.76. We're a far cry from that. But let me explain to you guys, why do people get foreclosed on? If you don't know that, this is a big point to say, is because they owe more on their home than what it's worth. So here's my take on this. If we've seen housing in the last 2 years up on average about 40%, how can somebody be underwater if your house price went up 40% in value? What somebody would do at that point is either they would sell their house, or maybe their financial position got fixed, or maybe they worked out a deal with the mortgage company. So a lot of people aren't going to be forced to sell their house like they did previously. But here's some interesting facts, because I always try to explain to you guys what happened in the past was because of bad underwriting, different kind of loan structures and everything else, especially the adjustable rate, negative AM, no income, no doc loans. So let's say, you know, if those loans still existed today, what would the delinquency rate be? Well, They actually gave it for us. So look at this data that they provide, and it's astonishing. By vintage, for loans made in 2004 and earlier, so that was kind of pre that the bad loan bubble, we have delinquency rates right now at 2.6% of serious delinquencies, okay? But here's the biggest piece. For loans made during that time frame that I keep explaining to everybody, what is the delinquency rate on those? Still those. The people that survived that bubble, they still are outstanding. They're still at a high delinquency level. They're still at 4% when the average rate now is 0.76. So you can see how standards in the past are a lot different than standards today. So hopefully that gives you some insight into the foreclosure market. So let's try to wrap this up. We have a jobs report that just came in. Well, they said it was robust, but it actually the unemployment rate went up. That's not good news. On the housing front, we have new inventory starting to really deplete, okay? And then you just saw the numbers on the foreclosures. Foreclosures are about 0.5% from where we were at like 6% during the crash. So that's that in context. So now we look at the Federal Reserve, the guidance from them, and their guidance isn't that great either. Hopefully from yesterday's video, you learned a bunch from history on how the government and the Federal Reserve put us into these dilemmas. But look at the data. Look at this caption from just a couple years ago. Back in, this is in November of 2020. Look at the headlines at that point. Fed Evans sees no rate hikes until 2023 and 2024. So be careful what you find out from mainstream media and a lot of times what the Federal Reserve people are talking about, because a lot of the times they give us context that they just don't, it doesn't make any sense. And I think they're just telling the markets maybe what they want to hear. Why are you here? Well, you're here to find out what's going on with mortgage rates. So let's get over to that now. So look no further, because here it is. This is the bond that trades on Wall Street. This is what we call mortgage-backed security. It's a mortgage bond, sells on Wall Street. Here's the price of the bond. So all I want you guys to know is when this price, as we're seeing today, as the price goes up, rates come down. So this is a great number. Yesterday's numbers was catastrophic. So what news is out today? Well, basically the unemployment rates, that's about it that came in today, and the markets seem to like it. Because why? Well, if the jobs market starts to come down, we're seeing house values starting to come down a little bit. We're seeing supply in the housing market going down. We see all the basically cracks in the economy. It's exactly what the Federal Reserve wanted or wants. So with the markets are now thinking is maybe the Federal Reserve can take their foot off the pedal a little bit. And that's why I was expecting Q4 being my time to jump into this market. So let's get over to where mortgage rates are or were, because I said yesterday, don't be surprised if I post numbers tomorrow that rates are over about 6.25%. So let's get to it. And I hit it. I missed it by 0.02. This is where what happened to mortgage rates yesterday. And I warned you guys. So this is a post issued by Mortgage News Daily. They do a survey of lenders all over the country. Here's my legal piece. They said they send out this survey to lenders and say, if you had a $500,000 borrower, we're looking to buy a $500,000 home. They had a 740 credit score. It was going to be a single family primary residency with 20% down. What would their rate be? And here it is. So these are the national averages. I'm a mortgage broker, so I use over 100 different lenders. So that's how I am able to find you guys the best rate in the whole market. So this is what's going on with rates today. I expect these to come down about 0.8% based on the numbers that we've seen today, but we're still over the 6% mark. So that's your news for today. I hope you find value in my videos, and I hope you're finding, if you're a first-time homebuyer or first-time investor, maybe some guidance that you otherwise don't get from other mainstream media and other YouTubers. And if you do, all I ask you to do is give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, check out my other videos also that I post, and also check us out on podcasts. Whatever podcast system you use, just do a search in there, look for Dan Frio, or look for The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and you'll find me and all these episodes and more. So God bless, guys. Have a great Labor Day weekend. I'll see you back here on Tuesday. So take care, be safe, and enjoy the weekend. Bye-bye.